It's Friday, November 14, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Around 400 e-hailing drivers have fulfilled the Works and Transport Ministry's directive to secure public passenger transport permits before the September deadline, according to Minister Veiko Nekundi. Selma Tapopi reports for News on One.
Nekundi confirmed that by the end of September, the ministry had engaged with e-hailing companies and verified their adherence to the directive. He pointed out that Yango, one of the major service providers, had deregistered 1,500 operators who were using its platform without the required documentation. Nekundi further explained that under Namibian law, any individual or company operating a vehicle for profit must obtain the appropriate permits as stipulated in the National Transport Regulations.
Banking assets have risen to 180 billion Namibia dollars, accounting for 70% of GDP and reinforcing the industry's importance as the economy's third largest driver. Herta Ekanjo for News on One reports that PSG Wealth Namibia attributes the sector's 8.1% of GDP contribution for this year to consistent 5% annual growth, even amid economic slowdowns.
And to PSG Wealth Namibia, economic activity in the first half of 2025 expanded by an average of 2.2%, down from 4.4% in 2024, as the economy adjusted to easing of the monetary policy, moderating inflation, and recovering credit demand. Despite the deceleration, the banking industry remained resilient with strong earnings growth, robust capital levels, and improved cost efficiency and credit risk performance.
In South Africa, trade union Solidarity is heading to the High Court in Johannesburg on 18 November in an urgent bid to challenge the removal of its race banner by the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. The banner formed part of the union's campaign on race laws ahead of the G20 summit. Solidarity's Anton van der Biel says the city unlawfully removed the banner without notice and accuses Gauteng Premier Panyasa Lesufi of political interference.
In this urgent application, we argue that the removal of our banner was unlawful and that be reinstated in the place it was prior to the removal. We see this actions of the municipality and the premier as direct onslaught on our right of freedom of speech.
To East Africa, where Tanzania's president has appointed longtime ally and former finance minister Mwigulu Nchemba as prime minister, according to Reuters reports, following a contested election marked by clashes in which rights groups say hundreds of protesters were killed. Parliament confirmed Chemba's nomination in a near unanimous vote, expected after President Samia Suluhu Hassan was declared the landslide winner of the October 29 election. To Europe now, where member states are taking steps to clamp down on the volume of small packages entering the bloc. Our correspondent William Denslow reports from Brussels that the move is seen as a response to the volume of cheap goods entering Europe from China.
The European Commission is working to remove a duties exemption for low-value goods costing under $174. In a social media post, Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said this is a key step to better manage the surge in small packages, particularly from China. The EU is working to accelerate the process and aims to ensure that duties will begin to be paid from 2026. Proponents say the move will ensure fairer competition and improve consumer protections. Officials at the China Chamber of Commerce to the EU tell me that consumers will pay the price and urges the Commission to reconsider this move. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.